You're listening to SBS News.
With the international border due to reopen in November and some of the states and territories preparing to lift their border restrictions once vaccination targets are achieved, the airlines are busy preparing for the inevitable increase in demand. But finding enough pilots who are able to get back in the skies relatively quickly if there's a surge in demand could be a major challenge. The Australian Federation of Air Pilots is a union and professional body for commercial pilots. The president of the AFAP, Captain Louise Pohl, says around 1,000 pilots have effectively been grounded during the pandemic, and getting them back in the sky would take several months.
If they haven't flown for 18 months, they'll have to do some ground school, which take a few weeks, and then simulator sessions that at least four sessions, sometimes more, depending on what they're going to be flying. And then after they've completed their simulator checks, they will need to go into an aeroplane and practice being back online again. So they then have to be checked there. So it could take multiple months for a pilot to be ready to fly again if they haven't been flying at all, which is the case of around about 1,000 of our pilots.
Captain Pohl says Australia could easily face the same difficulties the United States just experienced during its peak summer holiday season. After reducing fleet sizes and getting rid of thousands of pilots and flight attendants, US carriers had to cancel thousands of flights during the American summer due to staff shortages and higher than forecast demand for seats.
The American industry got taken a bit by surprise that people actually did want to go flying. And I think Australia, we are expecting demand to come back, but I think that if it comes back a lot stronger than anticipated, that the airlines will be in a position that they won't be able to keep up with that demand.
SBS News spoke to a Qantas pilot who didn't want to be identified, and he says it would take a minimum of 3 months and up to 6 months for a pilot who had not flown for more than 90 days to do all the necessary training to enable them to get back in the skies. He also highlighted a pilot shortage, which he says had already affected Qantas operations even before the onset of the pandemic. Captain Pohl from the AFAP says a worldwide pilot shortage just makes any post-pandemic recovery of Australian aviation even more challenging.
There is still forecast to be a worldwide shortage of pilots within the next 2 to 3 years, commencing as Boeing and Airbus had forecast those prior to the pandemic. That has not gone away. All it's done has been stalled a little bit or slowed down. So the fact that we can see that coming is even more important in getting those 1,000 pilots who want to come back to work back in the air, and then also the transition of getting the new pilots trained to be able to look after the shortage of pilots that will come in a couple of years' time once the world returns to air travel in greater numbers.
Both Qantas and Virgin Australia chose not to make a representative available for interview and instead provided written statements to SBS News. Virgin Australia is introducing 9 additional 737-800 aircraft from this month and says it's rehiring at least 130 pilots that were made redundant prior to the airline entering administration. The airline says it's monitored what's occurred overseas to help shape its approach to pilot training and has kept its pilots flying over the last few months.
We have engaged with our airline partners and global preeminent safety bodies to understand challenges that other airlines have faced as they return to pre-COVID levels of operations. This information has helped to shape our approach to pilot training. We've kept all of our pilots current during the last few months so that they're ready to go when the ramp-up happens. This has been an investment for us, but one that means we're going to be able to rapidly step up flying when we need to.
Qantas says it recognised very early in the pandemic that it needed to redesign its program for pilots. It says over 95% of Qantas pilots feel the airline's return to work program has given them the skills and confidence to return to safe and efficient flying.
We completely re-engineered our return to work program and introduced new training for our pilots. While the final competency standard, which is approved by CASA, didn't change, we altered how we assist our pilots to achieve that standard. For example, a Qantas 737 pilot must now undergo a 6-day course ahead of returning to the skies.
And as for pilots stood down on a long-term basis, such as the A380 pilots who'd been flying some of the international routes, the airline says it's got a program in place so they can return to work.
We developed a skills preservation program for our pilots who are not flying for extended periods, such as our A380 pilots. This includes 2 days of ground training and flight simulator sessions every 90 days.
The Australian Federation of Air Pilots has lobbied the federal government for financial assistance to fund a program to ensure stood-down commercial pilots can maintain their skills and their aviation certifications. It also appeared before a Senate inquiry on the future of Australia's aviation sector post-COVID-19. The union says it's disappointed there's been no response from the federal government to its call for funding. The Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, has responsibility for the transport portfolio. His office says the federal government has provided more than $5.1 billion in assistance to the aviation sector during the pandemic, including targeted support to help the airlines maintain a core workforce and operational capability so they can quickly recommence operations as restrictions are lifted. His spokesman says workforce decisions are a matter for the airlines. Greg Diet, SBS News.